Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. The last time we had discussed the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hafizu. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was the protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector of the skies of the earth. Of every creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole protector. Whatever devices we have to protect ourselves in reality cannot protect us. These are all asbab. And as our Hazrat Wala, as our Abdul Hamid Sahib, then Barakatuhu says, that the security cameras we have is to find out after the thief took everything away, how he took it. He says, this is our security system. That after things happen, now what happened, now we investigate. And he says, this is the way of the kuffar. Yes, we use it as a deterrent, but their system is very different. As it explains, that somebody has to be murdered also. Somebody has to be murdered in a secular state, in a kuffar government, where there's no sharia laws that are applied. Then the system is, after the person is killed, then the investigators are called in, forensics are called in, fingerprints are taken, in the shell of the bullet will be found, it will be traced to who or who, which gun it was, and who was behind the gun, and from which angle it was. It's such expertise they have in it. Such system that even we get overawed. That how intelligent they are. How intelligent. Intelligence is really not to let the crime happen. But even they warped our minds. That after the person is dead, now to do an investigation is how many resources, how much resources go into it just to find now the gun, unlicensed, licensed, and to find the thief. Whereas the whole Sharia system is to protect every person from beforehand. That no one should be murdered, no one should be killed, no one should be robbed. Not how it was happened and then to catch the thief. It is to stop the thief from the beginning. They stop the thief from the beginning. So Allah Ta'ala has a complete system of protection of hifazat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for insan to have a good life. To have a peaceful life, a life of protection, a life of aman and peace and safety, so that he may do his aman. Not to do it in fear. Not to do it in fear. There should be fear of reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. Not fear of the makhluk and the creation. So Allah Ta'ala wishes for us that we have a peaceful existence in this world. Yes, turmoil will come, chaos will come, but in all of that, the heart is connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So at no given point, any insan should think that Allah wants to withhold peace and safety, that Allah Ta'ala wants to hold back rosy and sustenance. Is that an insan that doesn't want to take from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the correct way. He doesn't want to tap into the protection of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There's so many du'as, wadaif, that a person reads for the protection of Allah, so many wadaif, du'as, salah, to teach from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because the system has become secular, has become materialistic, so naturally or by default, because of environment, because of the schooling system, so we've learned that system and we believed it. Now to turn the yaqeen and to transfer the yaqeen and conviction from something that we see, but something that we cannot see has become so difficult for us, is a lifetime effort now. But this ulama said that the little child that used to go to school before the age of 6 maybe, now is half, at 3 they are going. And how much trust a little child has in the teacher? Full trust. The child will tell the parent also, but my teacher said this, my apa said this, my muallima said this. So much the child trusts the educator. It's so important to get the right educator for my child also. Because that educator now is no more the child's mind, is the entire future, because he is going to the tutor, educator, and he trusts him and he believes her or him. And among the first questions that educator will put to the child is, what are you going to do in life? What will you become? Already the child is thinking now, at that age, I want to become this, and I want to become a pilot, and I want to become this, and I want to become a doctor. Whereas, when it comes to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their slogan was very different. They would say, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا. That we are those people that have taken bayat upon the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَى الْجِهَادِ ma baqina abada, to stay with the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as long as we live. We already have a profile. We are the workers of deen. And then they would say, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. The teacher, you say that what do you want to earn in this worldly life? Sahaba Ikram would say, Allah, there is no life except life of akhirat. I was attached to akhirat. This, even the youth were saying this. The old were saying this also. That was the environment in Madinatul Munawwara, where the goal was akhirat, the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and deen to come into the home. Deen was coming to. And they were roaring businessmen. Sahaba radiallahu anhu were roaring businessmen. They had big, big businesses, import, export, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were doing roaring business. But all was now for the sake of deen to come into their lives and to take care of the ummah and to make the akhirat. That was the goal. Not just to make the dunya life comfortable. You could have, now only Ibrahim Dawla Sahib was mentioning also, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum is so much of hijrat, so much is strove in the path of Allah, so much they left their homes. So much is strove in the path of Allah till they lost everything. They lost their properties, they lost their conveyances, they lost their families also. Hijrat lillah. They moved for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala till they lost everything. They showed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their commitment and they fulfilled the haqq and the right of making hijrat in the path of Allah. Our hijrat is from the bed to the musallah. That's all it is, from the bed to the musallah. The bed is still calling out. Even in sajda, the young boy too can hear the bed calling his name. Imam Sahib is taking so long Friday morning, 13 minutes of fajr namaz, I can hear the bed calling me back home. The bed is still warm enough, you're still going to go back home. Sahaba Ikram, they left, there was no bed left. When they left, there was no bed left thereafter. Almost 8 days journey to Madina Munawwara, referred there to Abyssinia, Habsha, first time, second time. And all the volatility in Makkatul Mukarramah. So much hijrah they made till they lost everything. And still saying, now Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Illa, there is no life except the life of akhirat. We are those ones, bay'a Muhammad, we have taken bay'at upon the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whichever direction he tells us to run, we are running. We are his arrows and he is the bow. Wherever he fires us, we will fly. For the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the Ansar of Madina Munawwara, they meet so much of Nusrat, the helpers of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Mawlana explains, they meet so much of Nusrat, and so much they assisted the Muhajireen for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, till they became poor also. Till they lost everything. One is insaf, justice, which is wajib and compulsory in everyone to be just in everything we do. Whether in the home, or the wife, or the children, whether at work, wherever we are. Justice is farz, wajib. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli. Allah commands you to be just. So justice is wajib upon everyone. Whatever is due to a person, his right has to be given, whether he's giving me or not, my right. So in Sharia, whether he gives my right or not, I have to fulfill his right. Whether my wife is fulfilling my right, I still going to fulfill her right. That is insaf. Sahaba Ikram, and further than that, they went to ihsan. Ihsan. That person was bad to me, I'm still good to him. But it's very difficult. Family, sometimes brothers, sometimes sisters, sometimes in-laws. They're bad to me, why should I do this? Sahaba Ikram and beyond that also. They went on to ihsan. And then they went to the highest level of ithar. Ithar, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا وَحِي كَمْ دَوْنَ. That my ansar are such sahaba radiallahu anhum that despite being in need themselves, they still give preference to others over themselves. They have food only for the night, enough for the children. Sahabi's incident. He still takes the guest home. Only food enough for the children. He tells the wife, is there any more food? Is there anything else? Only for the children. He said, put them to sleep quietly. And just let the pot boil, so to say that we're still making the food, let them sleep away. When the guest will come, I bring him in, and serve the food, and just put off the lamp. And we will pretend that we are eating. And let him eat to his full. Let him eat to his full. Ithar. They needed the food, but they gave it to the guest. That was Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And this Mawlana says that this was the level of Sahaba Ikram, the deen to come in the home, and the goal was akhirat. And all this umrah, and all the hajj, and all the khuruj fi sabilillah, What Ibrahim Sahib says, that khuruj and going out in the path of Allah and coming for majlis and going for programs, etc. Is not just khuruj min al-bayt. Is not just leaving the home to go out. Is not leaving the home just to go out. Sahaba radiallahu anhu is a chapter in Hayat al-Sahaba where Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi explains khuruj al-sahabati an al-shahwat. Sahaba Ikram actually came out from their own carnal desires and their own wombs and desires, they left it out. That's what they mean khuruj from. They left out and they overcame their own worldly desires and needs. He said the whole purpose of all his majlis and all the programs and all going out in the path of Allah is for myself to come out from my desires, my material needs, or desires we can say, and to bring deen into my life. That I am working for akhirat, every day is preparation for akhirat. Not to lose it, the goal in sight. Not to lose sight of it. Whether it's nikah, whether it's marriage, whether it's a childbirth, not to forget the goal is akhirat. We are working towards akhirat. There is no other direction. There is no other direction. So the whole harkat in the world, Hazrat says, not just to make our dunya. Allah Ta'ala make our dunya easy also. And make our akhirat easy also. But Sahaba Ikram showed us the ultimate. They be prepared to lose our dunya to make our akhirat. And yaqeen came in the heart, the life is the real life of akhirat. That is the real life, is the life of akhirat. Dunya for a few days, and we can see the news coming every day. Every day, a person doesn't know what's going to happen next. A few days ago, a woman was stabbed, Allah make her maghfirat, where she even envisaged that today her janazah will come out. Allah Ta'ala give the family sabr al-jameel. How many more just like that? No indication, no gesture, no even thought that today I might be gone. It just happens like that. So how to prepare every day? So to tap into the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection of my iman, my a'mal. So as you mentioned, Sahaba Ikram made the hijrat, ultimate our hijrat is very, very easy. This hijrat from the home, from the bed to the musalla. And hijrat away from sins. مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ الْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ الْخَطَايَ وَالذُّنُوبُ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Who's a real muhajir? Is a person who abandons his gunas and sins. He's getting the reward of hijrat. He's made it. This is real hijrat now. Because the door of hijrat is closed. There's no more hijrat than immigrating, migrating in the path of Allah now. The only hijrat left now, that is farz upon every one of us, is to abandon the gunas and sins. Leave it out. I don't need it. I cannot die and leave this world with still my gunas lurking over me. These are deaths. These are deaths on our head. I mean, no person who has deaths, he can't sleep. He's working out every day. How am I going to pay? How am I going to pay? How am I going to pay? Where am I going to come out? All of it. In the same way, my gunas and sins should irk me. You see, the sign of a munafiq and a hypocrite, when he sins, is like a fly sitting on his nose. Doesn't even bother about it. Doesn't even bother about it. Whether watching sports also, which is haram. The satr is open. So many haram things taking place there, but don't bother about it. Just wasting mal and money also. Just to go on a certain trip somewhere here or so. But there's no deeni goal in it. There's no deeni goal. Our kabir right now, our seniors, our sheikh, they're keeping roza for years now. Because they say certain parts of the ummah don't have food to eat. How can we eat? Ummah is at a different level now of opulence in this, in the eating now. Eating has become a bimari and a disease. Has become a real disease. One was a woman, okay. Now he's a man. For a man to ask now, what's for supper tonight? The Shah Hazrat says, before you do anything, ask yourself, is this sunnah? Is this amal a sunnah? What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To bring this sunnah into our lives. Now it shouldn't be that we're living just to eat and waiting for the weekend. Then we're going to order from there. We're going to eat that. We're going to eat that. Allah shukr, Allah Pak is still giving us. But they set the goal. They set the aim. They set the everything. That too, if we eat, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So how does the complete deen can come into our lives? Yaqeen come upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala system of protection. Allah ta'ala system of sustenance. These are small husna. We read them every week for us to understand the system of Allah. System of dunya, alhamdulillah, we know it too well. As a mechanic about the car, Hazrat says, subhanallah, he's such an expert on the car. Such an expert on the car, you won't see him as getting wahi or ilham or something. He just hear the exhaust, he'll tell you something wrong with carburetor. He says, subhanallah, what a buzruk you are. You know this car so well. He just knows, just starting of the car, he knows now whether it's a V8 or a V12 or whatever it may be. This is the starting, this is the sound. He knows the car already. He's an expert in the field. Whatever it may be. Women have their field also. Alright? He said the mashayikh have their field also. See a person, how he walks, how he sits, how he talks. From there they can gauge, you know, kitne paani mein hai. How deep he is now. Whether pride, whether opulence, whether haughtiness. What is it? When he says, when he said, Rahmatullah, then they're getting wahi. And because there are signs that are very, very apparent. Hazrat used to explain also, Al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had a very, very sensitive nature. And he used to really make sabr upon people around him. And sometimes he used to let off some steam also. So this is the reason being because akhlaq was so refined, became a real insan. Was a real insan, number one, he doesn't harm himself. Doesn't cause the cliff to himself. Now you might think, how do you cause the cliff to yourself? How many of us can't find our keys every day? Can't find his keys every day, don't know where he put the keys. No system in the house. Can't find his shoes, can't find his socks. Sits in the car, can't find the remote. Makes himself parishan. This against islah, that reformation. Reformation of akhlaq and character is, I don't cause the cleave to myself also. Then if I can look after myself properly, then I can now make khidmat and look after the makhluq of Allah. I can't look after my own wallet, I can't look after my tasbih, I can't find it. Sometimes you're so unmindful also, he's shouting everyone, where's my pen? But he's got it in his hand. So much of a ghaflat. Happens sometimes. But his mind is wandering so much. So ulama said, first of all, don't cause takleef to your own self. By you not causing takleef to your own self in your own house, then definitely you will not be causing takleef to anybody else. How you put your shoes, where you put your socks, your clothing that you wore for the day, how you put that away. It's all now, we should take responsibility for this, all part of Islam. Has that experience to the extent also, when I open the toothpaste, then to close it properly. To close the toothpaste is all part of Islam, not just to leave it, somebody will put it right. Not to cause a cleave to yourself, I know where I put things, and Akabir was very, very particular about this. Where they put the pen, where they put the book, how they pack their pockets also, in half your sleep, somebody has asked, where's the car keys? I know it's on my right hand side. Where's the wallet on my left hand side? Where's the pen on the top pocket? So a person is calculated. He doesn't cause the cliff to himself. And at the same time also, he's not so finicky that somebody now has to put it elsewhere that he takes off now. But I got tartib and I'm like this and don't interfere. No. But a person doesn't cause the cliff to himself and he makes sabr on others. When Abu al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, as it says, his akhlaq was so refined, that if you have to look through his eyes at everyone around him, to him they look like junglies and animals. The Kali would sit straight, Kali would put topi straight, Kali would make salam straight. When he went to the Khanka, alhamdulillah, swazal and karam, we went to Hardoi, we spent 2 nights there. When we went to the Khanka, Mawlana Barul Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, now was a sheikh of Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And the Khalifa was a Talmi rahmatullah alayhi. Allah's fazal and karam, we had a chance to stay 2 nights there. And so particular when we entered the khanka, he was having majlis, open air in the sehen of the masjid. And the entire majlis was only on one thing, how to make salam. Because nowadays too, we don't know how to make salam. Salams. It's all short salams. And we make salam to, salam alaikum, wa alaikum salam. So we don't even know the proper wording. Even the Arabic also, the Arabic is all mixed up, the wording to Salam alaikum, it's all joined incorrectly, the Arabic also. So to get these things right, these are all shi'ar and salient features of Islam. So the whole thing here, a majlis on that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is dua you're making for somebody. It's dua, you don't understand the power of this dua for salam. When Imam Sahib was mentioning in Dubai, at one time there's some mouth disease where he was there. Among the Muslim people, there was some problem there. So they asked him, Hazrat, what to do? He said, make salam common. Just make salam common. Afshus salam. Make salam common, Hadith Sharif says. He says, making salam. Salam is dua. May Allah Ta'ala be with you. Allah Ta'ala salamati and peace be with you. And the rahmat of Allah and the barakat of Allah. They began making salam. Enter the house, salam. Meet the wife, salam. Children, salam. Leaving the home, salam. All the time, salam. Salam, salam. He says, to the barakat of taking the name of Allah, the barakat of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the disease also left that place. Sharia is simple and potent and powerful. The medication, dawa, everything is in Sharia and Deen. Taking the name of Allah can be more barakati and more powerful in the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When this hadith says to leave home, make salam before you leave, proper salam. As-salamu alaykum. Now these people do say, unfortunately we hear Sati speaking. Hello, 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 hello. Trying to get in the guy's attention also. Hello, hello. As I say, hello means go to the lowest point of hell. Hello. He said, as-salamu alaykum, as-salamu alaykum, as-salamu alaykum. Hello, hello. Get the person's attention. It's so rude also. Sometimes you find husband and wife also. Hello, you there? Hello. I'm talking to you, yeah. I just phone down. No salam, no kalam, nothing. Ya Allah. Muslims who speak like that. That's why as I said, Islah is now in our speech, Islah comes, our tongue is corrected, our speech is corrected, the way we speak. That's why whatever akhlaq we're learning right now in our masjids, in the programs, in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is not confined only to the masjid. How I sit in the masjid, in the court of Allah, how I speak in the masjid, or how I should be speaking in the masjid, and how I smile to others in the masjid, this akhlaq has to be exported to the marketplace. Sahaba Ikram's marketplace was like the masjid, because it was a place of ibadat. If we don't start it, we don't take the akhlaq of the masjid to the marketplace, then there'll be a vacuum, it will fill it, kufr tariqah will fill it. They will start speaking like them. We hear many people say, we've got to speak like them to cut the deal. Allah cuts the deal. Allah puts the barakat. Allah will turn his heart around. So they say, export the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into the marketplace. Make that a place of ibadat also. Because that businessman who's standing in the marketplace and doing the deal, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if he does it honestly, with good character, trustworthiness, reliability, as a Muslim businessman, then Allah will raise him on the day of Qiyamah with the Anbiya. Subhanallah. With the Anbiya that was sinless. He's making money, he's doing business, but he's brought the akhlaq of the masjid, he's got the akhlaq of the khanqah, the akhlaq of tabligh. He's brought the bayan that he's giving, lah is the mazhar. He's exhibiting it in his business place. He's become a da'i, he's giving da'wah to his deen by doing business now. Allah says, Qiyamah Zayn, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Qiyamah Zayn, you'll be the Anbiya. But the Anbiya will be rubbing shoulders with them. Today now we will rub shoulders with the elite. Who can be more elite than the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? Ma'soom, sinless, we'll be raised with them. With the shuhada, the martyrs, he gave his life in the path of Allah. He left behind his business and his family and his wealth, and you are making it here. Allah says, your hashar, resurrection will be with them. We'll be raised with them. And the siddiqeen, those that are true in the speech, true in iman, Allah will raise you amongst them. The highest level after nubuwwat is the maqam and status of siddiqeen. That is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So whatever akhlaq that we are learning, to now understand the system of Allah, how Allah protects, rosy, sustenance, iman, akhlaq, a'mal, let us tap into it. We tap into it and then how Allah ta'ala provides. This today we're supposed to begin the discussion al-muqit, the being who creates and conveys provisions to all, it is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah has made the entire dunya a spread for insan. Tablecloth. Entire dunya is a tablecloth for insan. Certain countries they have this produce, certain countries they have that produce. Allah has made it so much of khazana, so many thousands of years, and the earth is still giving produce. But insan still got doubt. Insan still got doubt. It fed so many billions already, for so many, maybe millions of years. But because insan now has yaqeen upon himself, that I have to do it. Yes, you have to make the effort. But Allah doesn't give you your effort. Allah gives according to how much He has already predestined for you. But the effort has to be made, having yaqeen upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us the understanding that when it comes to our system of life, we have to go back and see Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they did it, together with deen, how they understood deen to come into my life. The ultimate goal is Aishul Akhirah, the life of Akhirat. When a person will keep that in front of him, beautiful example to ulama give, that a person now who will turn his back to the sun, his shadow will be in front of him. No matter how much you will chase your shadow, you'll never catch it. And you'll lose the shade of the sun also. It'll hit your back. But if you turn around and you run towards the sun, your shadow will chase you. And you'll enjoy the sun also. In the same way a person turns his back against the akhirat, away from akhirat, and chases dunya, he'll never catch it. And he'll lose akhirat also. Person turns towards akhirat, runs towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah says, I will fill his heart with contentment. Or else I will fill his hand with mashghala and busyness. He turns away. Dunya will chase behind him. Dunya will chase behind him. And he'll get his akhirat, Allah will grant him dunya also. That is our yaqeen and our conviction. And the simplest ingredient, my dear brothers, our salah on time. Salah has to be there at all costs. Fajr salah is getting earlier now. Fajr salah is getting earlier. But the fisherman is still wakes up early. He's still going fishing. No matter what time it is. You have to catch the early fish, whatever. We know early bird, they've got to catch the early fish. But they're going all weekend and come back with nothing. All weekend. Come back with nothing. Didn't eat one fish also. You can see how much of a layani took place. Layani, there was no benefit to his deen, no benefit to his akhirat. Allah give us understanding. But the ummah's wealth, way is going right now. And how much of sports, this you mentioned so many times, whether it comes to this pedal sport or paddle, whatever it may be now. How much of emphasis, the feminism and woman's love, that we have to go out, we have to do this, we have to do it. We have to do it. Allah protect, Allah protect. Now we can see parts of the world, and Allah Ta'ala just wants to unleash. Allah wants to unleash one fire somewhere, 100 people died. One earthquake somewhere, how many thousands? One flood somewhere. South Africa, Allah Pak is just protecting right now. When Alim says it's possible, when Alim said it's possible, Allah Ta'ala is just covering us because the amount of charity the people are giving. Because the amount of charity that Allah Ta'ala is taking from the people of South Africa. Whether it be different countries, they are sending, alhamdulillah, Allah has given our businessmen hearts. Allah subhanahu shukr. He said, the only reason, he said, I can think, what comes to mind that Allah Ta'ala is protecting this country from any type of calamity, whether it's some tsunami, whether some earthquake, whether it be riots. We can see how things, we thought is going to be finished. But ya Allah, how we just cool off all of a sudden. Police force didn't come in also. He said, the only reason I can think about is the amount of charity the people are giving in the path of Allah. Allah has accepted, we don't know whose it is. They say, otherwise, it should have been finished. The opulence, the spending, the wastage, and the women leaving the house unnecessarily. This hasn't hit us anymore that it's a sin. That it's a major sin. That's why I always say, don't shoot the messenger boy. You only pass the message on. Quran says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكَ. They must stay within their homes. Enjoy themselves in the homes. And our husband says, I'm prepared to give you anything at home. How you want it, when you want it, no problem. Just do everything at home. Call all the friends, enjoy at home too, no problem. But you don't have to go out to the coffee shop. You don't have to go out now to a certain place, etc. To keep fit or to play sports, etc. Now they see all the media. Women's sports team, women's soccer team, and women this and women that. At that moment, ask yourself, is my Allah happy right now? Is my Allah happy right now? If Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had to be here right now, how would he pain his heart? What I didn't do for this ummah, and how they're trampling my deen right now. Shouldn't we be here in South Africa now, knowing the deen of Allah, knowing the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, don't want to understand it. And subhanAllah, my dear brothers, travel in the world and you see, at the level of knowledge that the general masses have in our country, ulama-i-karam having programs upon programs upon programs. So what are you hearing every day? Like, we know these things. Masail, we know them, we've heard it. Go for, subhanAllah, go for Umrah and Hajj, ajib, awni, even this safar, Allah Ta'ala accept it. We're making tawaf of Baytullah, and Arab group, were passing Rukn Yamani, and the leader is saying, his Hajj Aswad, make istilam. Making istilam of Rukn Yamani, the corner before Hajj Aswad. Ask a walihi man, he'll tell you what Hajj Aswad is. Why? Because the level of deen has come to such a level in our country, is like common knowledge. Umrah classes, Hajj classes, there were kitabs, translated, there's so much of literature. The Arab countries don't have maktabs, they don't even know. One time walking to the Haram, there's a person from Algeria, an Arab person, just walked into the Haram of Makkah, bewildered. He asked me, when al-Hajr al-Aswad? Where's Hajar al-Aswad? I said, Ya Allah, you came from Umrah, you don't know the Hajar al-Aswad. Then, even this Safar, we're going to make Salat and Salam. Arab brothers, maybe Egyptians or Moroccans, walk into Bab al-Salam, and the person got his camera in his hand, and he's taking a picture now of one of the mihrabs, and he's saying that is a roda. The mihrab is a roda. I couldn't even tell him, but the roda is still coming ahead. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is buried over there, makes salat. Don't know, so much of jahalat. But yeah, Allah has given us everything. Alhamdulillah. For us to protect what we have right now. So one is our amal, ibadat, we make islah of. Then our mu'amalat, our business dealings, our social interaction with people. Now we can see how the move is going now. Our social interaction. Where now they were just want to mellow out the Muslims, watered down deen, interfaith, multi-faith. Before we do pass the temple, maybe make istighfar. Pass the church, you don't look at the cross also. Read Fath Kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Now they say, oh, you can enter the church. Now you can rub shoulders. Before we say, ghair Muslim, non-Muslim, na pakwe, can't come in the masjid. Now open masjid day, masjid open day, all welcome. How they dressed, satar open, satar closed, doesn't matter. You see, the ummah is going, Allah protect us. But the ummah is asking for problems right now. So for us to understand, to educate our families at home, our women folk and our children, and the fear we have for our children's future, unfortunately, is what they going to eat. How many of us we know that lost our parents and had hardly left anything behind for us? But Allah Ta'ala blessed us. Allah gave the barakat. We forgot. And now many people say, I'm working for my children. How much your father worked for you? But Allah gave you. My father left nothing behind, little bit. Was a man of no means. Allah Ta'ala gave us. Allah opened the way. Now I've taken the job of Allah now. I'm working for my children. In that grief of his now working for my children ahead. Alright. As if now they're going to live for 80 years and I'm going to live for 90 years. Before he knows it, he's burying his son. Allah protect. It's happening. But the realization isn't coming still. The mothers also are not realizing. The child is only 3. She's already planning for his 25. He's only 3 years old. But she already got a plan. He must become a doctor. He makes so much of money by them. What's the pride for you, mother? What's the honor for you, mother? What guarantee you have that he's going to support you, look after you? You have no guarantee. Is this a fake life? Is a lie? It's a deception. Dunya is a deception. Is this a deception? That now I'll do. So by 3 already now, you're already training him to for that level, to make it. And then, after that, that's what I'm saying. How many a person left nothing behind for their family? Allah Ta'ala opened it for them. The child got hidayah, he became a musalli. Allah opened his rosy for him. Alhamdulillah. Now he fell into the deception. I didn't have it. So now I want to make it. Make it for my children for generations. Allah will give it. Run to Akhirat and make it Aishul Akhirah, the life of Akhirat, and Allah will give dunya also. That is why the Hadith Sharif says and different riwayat say, Allah Ta'ala gives dunya to those that He loves and those that He doesn't love also. But deen Allah gives only to those that He loves. But in my mind, if a person made it in dunya, he made it. He made it. Allah blessed him. Whether he's got deen, whether his salah is correct, whether his qirat is correct, whether he understands the life of akhirat or not, whether he's working to that direction, doesn't matter. He made his dunya, Allah loves him. You see, that was the criteria. If that was the criteria, that because Allah gave you dunya, so Allah loves you, that was the criteria, Allah's muhabbat. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would never be the beloved of Allah. Because he had nothing. He had nothing. But he was the beloved of Allah with nothing. This is the criteria. The criteria is, my little child, Allah must give him the best of deen. The best of deen. And definitely Allah will not waste him. Allah will give him the best of dunya also. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding, inshallah. We'll continue next week in regards to Al-Muqeet, inshallah. I'll just read one passage from this kitab. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were discussing the ilaj al-ghadab, the treatment for anger. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah mentions that by controlling one's anger and tolerating the harm which comes to one from the creation, by controlling one's anger and tolerating the harm which comes to one from the creation, many a friend of Allah, many a buzruk attain the blessings of miracles. Subhanallah. Just by controlling the anger, not becoming angry. And the taklif and the harm that come from the creation, the makhluq. Yes, there are times when you should get angry. Here, Mashayikh Hazrat Wala explained also when to become angry. First he says, you must become angry on yourself. Why you broke the command of Allah? Why you missed your salah? If you don't direct your anger towards yourself because of your sins, then your anger will have to come out somewhere. Anger in totality, is that haram? Anger is also praiseworthy. Allah Ta'ala has put in every person amount of anger. As I says to, you cannot be a gade ki tarah. You can't be like a donkey. Marte raho, wo kuch nahi kare. Then carry on eating the donkey, don't do anything. So you have to get angry, but in the right time, the right place. Not the wrong time and the wrong place. As it explains also, you can't go in the jihad field now. And go to the pilot, the sati, chalo bhai, hum pehle chai pile. Let's drink some tea first, then we can talk. Then now you must lift your sleeves up. Say, bhai, aajao maidan mein. I will show you what I can do to you. That's the time. And when you must get angry, when you miss your salah, when you miss your takbir awwala, when you miss your safa awwal, now get angry with yourself and penalize yourself. Now you push it across Salat al-Tawbah for the day. How you got angry? How you missed your namaz? Now if it doesn't come out in the right avenue, it will come out in the wrong avenue. So Allah has placed anger there, but it should be channeled in the right avenue. When it comes to the human folk also, they get anger, they get upset, they get angry, also it should be channeled in the right direction. Where it should be channeled, that is where they must take out the anger. Shouldn't be the children now are collecting hiding beyond what the demand is. More than 3 shots, haram. To hit the child in such a way, he leaves marks behind, haram. Sharia say, you're a oppressor now, you're a zalim. This is now beating the child. This is not permissible. So Hazrat says also that one's anger, controlling one's anger and tolerating the harm which comes to one from the creation, many a buzruk attain the blessings of miracles and few incidents Hazrat Wala gives. Hazrat Shah Abdul Hassan Kharqani rahmatullah alayhi used a lion to ride on and bring firewood from the jungle on it. And if sometimes a lion would become troublesome, he would whoop it with a live snake. Subhanallah. A person from Khurasan went to Kharqan to take bayat upon the heads of Hazrat Abul Hassan Kharqani rahmatullah alayhi. When Hazrat's wife asked this man why he had come, he went to the house, knocked the door, she opened. He related to his reason, he came to take bayat to Hazrat Abul Hassan Kharqani. She was very ill-tempered. She was a very ill-tempered woman. And upon hearing this, she replied, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, and said, who in the world can know the condition of the spear better than me? He came to bayat to my husband. I know him better than anybody else. I am with him day and night. He's a crafty deceiver. A dhoka bazis. Just bluffing the people. How did you get involved with him? Have you no brains? So Bichara lost his pluck after that. Now, he said, he's so far. And here the woman of the house is saying, she spoke so harshly to him that he cried and thought to himself that his trip had been wasted. However, the people of the locality urged him to go into the jungle and meet the sheikh. He should not form the wrong opinion about him, as his wife was an ill-tempered woman. When he reached the jungle, sure enough, there was Sheikh Abul Hassan Kharqani rahmatullah alayhi seated on the lion's back. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that through kashf, divine inspiration, Allah Ta'ala opened the condition of the heart. Hazrat was made aware that this person had heard his wife's remarks and was grieved. You can see from his face already that he's been to my house. And he got the full dose and now he's returning. Hazrat laughed and asked what the matter was. That man asked, Hazrat, your wife is a very bad-tempered woman. Why did you marry her? Hazrat replied, the miracle which you see before you, my being seated on a lion, or whilst using a live snake as a whoop, was attained by patiently bearing the ill temper of this woman. So Allah Ta'ala gave him that maqam in this dunya. We can imagine the status in akhirat now. This being tolerant over the wife. In the words of Allama Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says in poetry form, if I did not patiently bear the burden of an ill temper, this lion would not have borne my burden and become my slave. So we don't know Allah Ta'ala has kept it. Little sabr here, sabr there, whether it be the wife, whether it be the staff sometimes the children. But as a person who makes Islam, then Allah will guide him. Now when to become angry, how to become angry, how to discipline, what to say when, how to say it. Allah will guide a person. As it says also, the person who wakes up in the morning and he makes Fajr Salah in the masjid, thereafter he takes out time to read some Quran Sharif, at least Yasin Sharif. So he makes his Quran his imam early in the morning, that Quran will become his imam for the rest of the day. Whatever decisions he has to make, whatever he has to say, Allah will guide his tongue according to Quran Sharif, because he started his morning with Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا دليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الله الأعز الأكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، أو كريم رحيم الله، ستار الله، غفار الله، forgiving الله، loving الله. Oh my Allah, you are the provider, you are the sustainer, you are the forgiver, you are the most merciful, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us all our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our sins are broken, your rahmat, oh my Allah, your forgiveness, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we implore you, ya Allah, we beg you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive every sin of ours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true muhajirs, O my Allah, that we abandon all type of sins. Ya Allah, make it easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to abandon all our sins, all our layani, ya Allah, all our futile acts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us love for akhirat, O my Allah. Give us love for you, O my Allah. Love for amal, O my Allah. Love for salah, for Quran. Ya Allah, for salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love to step in your path, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the lizzat of iman, O my Allah. Lizzat of iman, the taste and the beauty of iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the sweetness of your qurb and your proximity, O my Allah. Give us true love for you, O my Allah. Let our hearts beat in your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the reality of life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from living a life of a lie, O my Allah. Deception, a fake life, a double life, O my Allah. Give us a true life, the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, O my Allah. Give us the heart of Sahaba, Ya Allah. Give us the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, give us true lives, O my Allah, our wives and our children and our families, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, love for akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma la aisha illa aishu al-akhirat. Ya Allah, give us the reality of akhirat, that we work towards akhirat. We don't forget our goal every day, O my Allah. Make our dunya easy for us, make our qabr easy for us, make our hashar easy for us, make our akhirat easy for us, O my Allah. Bless us with the best of your bounties, O my Allah, spiritually, physically, mentally. Ya Allah, financially, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from stretching our hands out to the makhluk, O my Allah. Let us take only and only from you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, be kind to us, Ya Allah. Make us kind towards your deen, to your makhluk, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept all of us with the khidmat of deen, O my Allah. Make us musallis with the masjid, O my Allah. Keep us with iman, with taqwa, with afiyat and salamat. Upon hidayat al maut, in a condition you're happy with us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Muslims around the world, O my Allah. Protect the iman, Ya Allah. Protect the amal, O my Allah. Protect the izzat and the honor, O Kareem Rahim Allah. You know, whatever the country, Ya Allah, they are tested. Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep the Muslims with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, establish Islam in the entire world, O my Allah. Accept us for this khidmat of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, save us from deception. Ya Allah, save us from lying, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from nifaq and hypocrisy, O my Allah. Save us from such love of dunya that overpowers your love, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us sukoon in our homes, O my Allah. Keep us with izzat till maut, O my Allah. Keep us with afiyat and salamat. Save us from jealousy, from dirty hearts, O my Allah. From ghibat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us and, Ya Allah, keep our hearts and our tongues clean, O my Allah. Give us love for every Muslim brother, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Instill in our homes, O my Allah, all the ahkam and all the laws of parda and hijab, O my Allah. Let us enjoy yourself within your commandments, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, reward our mashayikh, reward our sheikh, grant them the best of Ya Allah, dunya, qabar, and akhirat. O my Allah, wa satiza, all the marhumin fulli qabar and nur, make them maghfirat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, all the rasik and ailing, grant them shifa, ya ajil, kamil, mustamir. All those in debts, O my Allah, provide for them from your khazana. All those in difficulties, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, save us from diseases, from hospitals, hospitals, O my Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, O my Allah. All those are marriageable age, O my Allah. Looking for spouses, Ya Allah, Your khazana is very great, O my Allah. From Your khazana, from Your treasures, O my Allah. You send for them suitable spouses. Keep them happy in their homes, O my Allah. Save us some broken homes, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give our children the best of dunya, the best of education, the best of deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, convince us, Ya Allah. Give us hearts to have yaqeen and tawakkul upon You. Grant us our wives, Ya Allah. Our families, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, definitely will not deprive us, O my Allah. O my Allah, You are akramul akramin. Ya Allah, You are the most merciful, Ya Allah. You are the provider, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us the best of dunya, qabar and akhirat. Ya Allah, we thank You for all Your bounties and Your ni'mas, O my Allah. We are slaves of Your ihsan and Your kindness. Ya Allah, we thank You for the ni'mat of iman, O my Allah. For the ni'mat of islam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that You give us tawheed. Ya Allah, we believe in You, that we worship You only. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, radina billahi rabba wa bil islam deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasula. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we thank You for the homes You have given us, Ya Allah, the cars that You have given us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the food that You have blessed us with, Ya Allah, the beautiful families and children, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in Your ni'mas and bounties, Ya Allah. We are too weak to be tested, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us hearts of generosity. Save us on the banks and usury and interest, O my Allah. All those in debts, Ya Allah, crush their debts, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Oh my Allah, open our hearts, O my Allah. Give us so few to spend upon the makhluk, except the makhluk in khidmat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Except the du'as that will meet the Haramain Sharifin, at Al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give all our satis, entire ummah, the full share in it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those that hearts were there, O my Allah, definitely they had more sincerity than us that were there, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a full share, except the du'as. And O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, most azim Allah, kibriya Allah. O my Allah, take us over and over again. Ya Allah, when nazar falls upon Baytullah, O my Allah. O my Allah, at Madinatul Munawwara, upon the green dome of Allah, to stand before Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again and protect the Muslims of Al-Quds, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give Islam, Ya Allah, give the Islam prominence, O my Allah, over Kuffar, over the tariqah of Kuffar, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, protect Haramain Sharifin and all our masajid and all our homes and all our businesses and all our wives and children and our properties, our makatib, our madaris, our masajid, our darul ulum, O my Allah, protect the property of the Muslimin and give us so free to use it for the deen and accept it, O my Allah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين.